Hi, this is the dictation for Corey Howell, CoreyHowell. Corey Howell, date of service is 7/1/2024. Date of birth is 5/21/1977. The date of accident is January 6, 2024. The patient has been a victim of a automobile accident where he was a pedestrian and was hit by a vehicle at an intersection while he was crossing a road. This caused him severe injuries, beginning from the traumatic brain injury to cervical spine disc injury, cervical spine fractures. But he had a surgery for the cervical spine to fuse all the 7 discs. He also had a hemopneumothorax and bilateral pulmonary contusion. He also injured into his right 3 ribs fracture and a metacarpal fracture of the second, closed fracture on the left hand, as well as left colis fracture, radius fracture at the lower end, fixed by the open reduction internal fixation. He also has a closed fracture of the transverse process of lumbar spine. The patient has been seeing multitude of specialists. He's seeing orthopedic surgeon Dr. Ford, HOARD, at DMC. He's seeing neurosurgery Dr. Toe, TOE, at the DMC. He's seeing chiropractic Dr. Ware. He's seeing psychiatrist at Insight. He's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Nessart. He's seeing a neuropsych at Triton Psychology. He's doing a counseling at Heidi Counseling. And he has been provided with neck brace, back brace, knee brace, tense unit, and rollator walker. The patient always complains of severe pain, disabling his ADLs to the tune of 10. Pain is 10 everywhere, which includes left wrist, left hand, lower back as the main issue at this time. Initially, he was injured as a pedestrian, and the pains have continued since then. The the patient had headaches, which are mostly in the back part of the head, moderately severe, constant, sensitive light, sensitive to the noise. Off and on dizziness was reported initially, but now the patient does not have dizziness. Patient has no vision disturbances or loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. And patient has mild anxiety. No taste problem, smell problem are reported, no hearing problem, ringing the ear or buzzing. No fainting, blackout, seizures are reported. Overall, the patient reports 10 to 20% of improvement in the symptoms. He's still continuing to see all the specialists. He has no difficulty in breathing or any shortness of breath or any irregular heart rhythm. He has not fallen. Kindly review the records for the ADLs, for system review, for additional history, for current medications, substance abuse, compliance history. The plan is to continue reviewing the patient. He will continue doing the physical therapy. Two times a week, focusing on the neck, lower back, and the upper back, the right shoulder, is provided with following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep and GAD disorder pain relief, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram daily for topical pain relief, Norco 5% 5 over 325 once a day, 15 days tablets are provided, for help with the pain relief. Lyrica is provided 50 mg every 8 hours for additional pain relief. Robaxin 500 twice a day is provided for muscle relaxation and sleep. Trazodone is provided 100 mg at night, 100 mg to go to sleep. His meds and are reviewed, labs are reviewed, and they're found to be in compliance. The patient is requested to see pulmonary specialist for his pneumothorax and for doing the PFT test and recovery. A neurology referral was also provided to see the patient. Counseling, psychiatry, and chiropractor, patient is availing all of them. The involuntary muscle fasciculation of the right upper extremity has quit, and he was ordered an EMG, but he has not done it. Right now, he has improved. His neck surgery may have caused some symptoms where he was not able to feel cold and hot temperature from his right hand, but it is improved now. He'll be seen in 15 days' time. Thank you. He has been advised to continue infrared treatment, laser treatment, acupuncture, chiropractic, heat treatments, as well as yoga exercises. Thank you.